Okay, Parshas Matas Masay. Some that we said before in the past, and some new divitari we didn't say yet. Okay, Parshas Matas Masay, Matas starts off. Ish ki ido neder Hashem. Person makes a neder, or yishov a shvua, makes a shvua, lesa iser anafshoi, lo yachel dvoroi, v'cho yaitze mipiv, yase. Medrash Rabba, Midrash Rabba, Parsha Chofeis brings down, Omolem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem said to Bnei Yisrael, Vaitiyu Svurim, don't think Shehuta Lachem Lishova B'Shmi, that you're allowed to swear using my name. Afigo Al HaEmes, even for the truth, Ein Ato Kedai Lishova B'Shmi, it's not worthwhile to swear using my name. Elo Emkein Yiyu Bach Kol HaMidos Halal. Unless you have all of these qualifications, characteristics, as Hashem Elokecha Tira, Oisai Savo, Ilvoi Sidbok, if you're Reshmayim, serve Hashem, then Ushmaiti Shaveya. Then you could swear using Hashem's name. Otherwise, it's not recommended to make a neder or a shvua. Are nedarim good to make? Is a shvua good to make or not? No. So the famous Marshal from Dumno Magid, we said it over, but bears repeating. There were two neighbors, they're both money and both didn't have any money. One was a wood chopper, and he earned his small parnasa by chopping wood. And the other one was a ganef. That's how he earned his money. He went around stealing. They both had a family, both had children. Their daughters grew older. And when it came time to marry off their daughters, the wood chopper went ahead, and without a problem, he had enough money to marry off his daughter. The ganef was empty. The ganef didn't have any money. So he asked his neighbor, the wood chopper, and he said, tell me your secret. We're both aniyim, we're both poor, we've been neighbors all these years, what's your secret? How did you manage to have enough money for your daughter? And the wood chopper says, what I did was, from the day that my daughter was born, I set aside a little box. I put a lock on the box. And every day I drop a coin or two into the box. And over the years, the money added up. And it added up until I had the money I needed today. And the lock on the box prevented me from taking the money out whenever I felt I needed it. I put away the key somewhere else, and I couldn't go and take the money out whenever I needed it, so I had the money saved up over the years. He says to the ganef, listen, it's not too late. Start doing that now, and in the 2, 3, 4 years, you'll have enough money also. So the ganef starts to laugh, and the ganef says, maybe this eitzah will work for you. The lock will stop you from taking out the money whenever you feel the urge for it. But he says, I'm a ganef. I go around breaking everybody else's lock. The lock on the box is not going to stop me. If I put the lock on the box, whenever I feel the urge, I'll just take the money out. It's not going to help me save the money. Because the Numaga, the same is true. A neder, a shvu, a person makes is a geder. A person makes a neder to encourage himself to do a mitzvah, to be mezaris himself. He makes a neder as a shmira, to watch himself from doing an Avera, keep himself away. It's a lock. He puts a lock on the mitzvah, a lock on the Avera. That's only good for a person who has Yirah Shemayim. It's Hashem al Kachatira. A person who has Yirah Shemayim, a person who has Sidbok, a person who is close to Hashem, he has a right to Mishmaiti Shaveya. He has the right to make a Shvua. He has the right to make a Neder. Because a Neder serves as a Shmir, as a lock, and will encourage him and help him to keep his neder, and to keep the mitzvahs of the Torah and stay away from the Averis. Now, Shankain, a person is not on that level, and he doesn't keep the mitzvahs, what does it help making a neder? The same way he breaks the lock of all the other mitzvahs, it's just another lock for him to break. If I can't, it's not going to keep him away at all. So the only person who can make a neder shvua is somebody who is as Hashem al-Kachatira, and the neder shvua will serve as a shmira to watch, to guard over him. So Rashi says, what does it mean, lo yachal devoroi? Kamoi lo yichalal devorov, lo yase devorov chuvin. He shouldn't make his words chuvin. A person makes a neder or shvua, he shouldn't profane his words, but he has to keep his words, kachal hayoitse mipiv yase. He has to do, fulfill, like he said out of his mouth. The Chidor brings down, the Sefer Midbar Kedemos, the Chidor brings down, Hashem his grandfather, Chesed Avram. And he says, "Kol dibur shemedar beva'adam." All speech, all words that a person says creates a malach. From the person's words, malachim are created. Imhu shel mitzvah. If he speaks words for a mitzvah, Taira, Aisa Malach Kaddish. He makes a Malach of Kedusha. Bimhu Shel Tuma. A person speaks words of Tuma. Nivra Malach Ra. He creates a bad Malach. Bimhu Shel Batala. If he creates a Malach of Batala, Nivra, I'm sorry, if he speaks words of Batala, Nivra Malach Shel Batala. He creates a Malach of Batala. Depends on what he says. Lo Yachil Dvaroi. A person should be careful what he speaks, not to make his words chulin. Whatever he says out of his mouth, yase. That's the kind of malach that he creates. A person speaks the varm shel mitzvah, he creates malachim shel kedusha. Also, many mefarshim bring down the idea of loyachal devaroi kachal yaitzim piv yase, that a person who's careful and he always keeps his word, a person doesn't lie, doesn't speak lashon hara, he uses his mouth the proper way, he doesn't profane his words, loyachal devaroi, that kachal hayaitzim piv yase. Then whatever he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim. Sadi Geizev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. A person who's careful and always uses his mouth the proper way, and he never lies, never says things that he shouldn't, he has Avtocha, Kechol HaYotzei Piv, whatever he says, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mekayim, since his mouth is Kadosh. Now we spoke out many times with Rav Chanan, we'll say it over again. The Gemara Ksuvis brings down the Maisa with Shmuel's daughters, Chafbeis, Chaf Gimel. Shmuel's daughters were... There were two other ladies that were captured, and it was discussing in Bezdin and what the din is, whether the mutter or kahanim, the mutter to eat truma. So it seems that Shmuel was machmir. So his father said to him, Shmuel, what would be if Chas v'Shalom was your daughters that were captured? And the Gemara brings down, having shagaga hayayitim ufnei ha-shalat. So the king said something, even b'shoigeg, and since these words were said by a tzaddik, it came true. I think Gemara says, soon after Shmuel's daughters were kidnapped and they were captured. And Rabbi Chanan asks, what do you mean, kishkog ha-yaitzim ufnei ha-shalat? Shmuel's father never meant for this to happen. It's not begezer tzadik goyza karish baruch u-mekayim. Never meant for it to happen. And Rabbi Chanan says, Rabbi Chanan is later, I think it's in the Tafsamachay, in Ksuvus, Rabbi Chanan writes as Yisoid, that a person's words have koyach. In the Bria, words that a person say accomplish. Words do. We don't see the words, but when a person speaks, his words accomplish. The words go up to Shemayim, and the words have a tremendous power. He says, our mouths are rusty. Our mouths are rusty. We don't have clean mouths. We use it for Lashon Hara. We use it for lies, for Nibul Peh, whatever it might be. Since our mouths are not that powerful, it's like a rusty sword. You find by Yosef HaTzadik, Becharbi u'Bekashdi. Yaakov told Yosef, I took Shechem, Becharbi, Ubekashni. One Pshat and Rashi, Unkelus, is Bebeusi Vitzulusi, with my tefillos, with my davening, with my tefillos. Davening is like a cherv, like a sword. Just like a sword, when a person swings a sword, it cuts. Whether he meant it or not. So too tefillah, a person's words are very, very powerful. If the sword is a rusty sword, it doesn't accomplish much. It can't cut, it's not sharp. A person's mouth is rusty, his words can't accomplish much. But a tzaddik, whose mouth is pure, his mouth is tahor, his mouth is clean, when he says words, they accomplish. It's a shiny new sword. A shiny new sword, a person swings it, it cuts. So when a tzaddik says words, his words have such power, even if he didn't mean it, the classical Gemara in Ksuvus Ayin Zayin on the Beis, the story of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, everyone knows the Gemara, but very powerful Gemara, the koyach of a person's words. Rabbi Shua ben Levi went ahead, he took care of those people that had a machla called Bali Rasa. People that were sick, there's a sheriff that goes into the skull and the brain, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi was Isaac with those people. And nobody else wanted to be Isaac taking care of those chaylim, it was contagious and so on. The Gemara brings down Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Bishas, he was Isaac with the chaylim, he learned the Torah, and the Torah protected over him. When it came time for Rabbi Shua ben Levi to be nifta, Hashem sends the malacham of us. He tells the Malacham Aves, whatever Rabbi Shimon Levi asks of you, do. So the Malacham Aves says to Rabbi Shimon Levi, what's your bakasha? And Rabbi Shimon Levi answers, he wants to go into Gan Eden. He wants to see his place in Gan Eden. So the Malacham Aves says, sure, it's fine. So Rabbi Shimon Levi says to the Malach, but I want to hold your sword. Because I'm afraid, you have your sword, I get too nervous, I'm afraid if you have your sword, let me hold your sword while you show me my place in Gan Eden. Malacham Aves brings Rabbi Shimon Levi to Gan Eden. They're standing outside the wall of Gan Eden. He picks up Rabbi Shimon Levi to look inside to see his makom. Rabbi Shimon Levi jumps over the wall into Gan Eden. Alive, he jumps into Gan Eden. Sure, he jumps over the wall, he's standing in Gan Eden. The Malchum Avos grabs hold of the corner of Rabbi Shimon Levi's baguette and wants him to come back out. Because Rabbi Shimon Levi was alive, Malchum Avos didn't kill him yet. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Levi made a shvua that he's not leaving an Eden. He's staying where he is. He's not leaving. Said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's examine Rabbi Shimon Levi. If he ever made a shvua before, and he was shoyel in his shvua, and he went ahead and he was matir his shvua, then we can be matir this shvua also. And if that's the case, he has to go out. But if Rabbi Shimon Levi was never shoyel in a shvua before, then he could stay. The Gemara says he was never shoyel in a shvua, and he was one of the people that went into Gan Eden, that went into Gan Eden alive. Such is the power of a person's words. He never shoyel in a shvua, he stayed in Gan Eden alive. Agav, the Gemara brings down that he took away the sword. He wouldn't give the sword back to Malchum Avos either, so the Malchum Avos won't be able to kill anybody else. But in that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him give back the sword because it's necessary for the world to exist in order for there has to be Misa in the world.
Yeah,
Shimon
didn't get tummy?
Mm-hmm.
Sword?
Why?
Obviously.
I don't know.
Oh, fair enough.
You mean
it was an av because it was a metal
cleave? First of all, who says the sword touches a mace? Maybe just it drips down, shleitipa, shomor, whatever it is. How does Malchum kill somebody? That's a different discussion.
Okay, listen.
Agav asks, how did the Torah protect Rabbi Shimon ben Levi when he was Isaac with these people that were sick with the contagious disease? How did the Torah protect? You can tell me, Shulchim Mitzvah in Zaykin, we just had the Gemara, the Mokoim, the Shchiach Hezekah, so we don't rely on it. When Hezekah is Shchiach, we don't rely on Shulchim Mitzvah in Zaykin. Says Rabbi Chanon, that's the difference between Mitzvah and Torah. Mitzvah and Mitzvah Taka, the Mokoim, the Shchiach Hezekah, you can't rely on Shulchim Mitzvah in Zaykin. But when it comes to Torah, Torah protects a person even in a place where Shchiach Hezekah. Okay. The next story I think everybody knows, but nice story. We come at the end of Parshas Matos, we find the whole discussion between Matei Ruvein, Matei God, Chatzi Shevet Menashe, and Moshe Rabbeinu. When they go over to Moshe Rabbeinu and they tell him we want to stay here, we want to settle on this side of the Yarden. Vayavoyu b'nei God, b'nei Ruvein, Pasuk Beis, Vayayimru, El Moshe, Ve'aloza, Koyim Ve'anasihei, Delemom, Pasuk Dalid, Horetz Ashehika Hashem Lufnei Adas Yisrael Eretz Miknehi Vilavadecha Mikneh, and they want to stay here. Motzonuchem Bi'einecha, let us stay in Eivah HaYarden. And for the next 10 psukim, Moshe goes ahead and he gives them very strong musa. Moshe tells them, Hacheichem Yavoyu Ramachama, all your brothers, everyone else will go fight, Va'atem Teishvu Poi, and you're going to stay here, and so on, all the way from Posik Vov till Posik Tezvovaso, Moshe gives them musa. And finally, they answer back, and they say, no, anachnu nechal yitzchushim, we'll go and fight in front of everybody else. And after everyone is settled in Eretz Yisrael, we'll return to Eber HaYadim. So the story with the Sfas Emes, he was a young boy. The Sfas Emes was raised by his grandfather, the Chidush Arim. His father died when he was young. The Chidush Arim raised the Sfas Emes. And one Thursday night, the Sfas Emes, Zabach, was up late learning, and he learned all the way to Alois HaShachah, to Mamash the next morning. Came Alois HaShachah, he dozed off a little bit, he fell asleep a little bit. His Zayda, the Chidush Arim, comes a little later and finds his grandson still sleeping. He didn't know that he was up the whole night. So he wakes up the Sfas Emes, and he says to him, how can you sleep so late? You have to be up early learning, Bittul Torah, how can you sleep so late in the morning? And then Chidush Arim gives him musa for quite a while. Afterwards, he asks the Sfas Emes, why didn't you tell your grandfather right away that you were up a whole night and you just went to sleep? Why did you let him give you all that musa before you told him what really happened? And the Sfas Emes answered, what? And I should give up a chance to hear musa from a tzaddik. How can I give up a chance to hear musa from a tzaddik? It's always good to hear musa. And he brought a raya from Bnei God and Bnei Ruvain. Bnei God and Bnei Ruvain should have answered Moshe Rabbeinu right away. After Pasuk Vav. Ha-chechem yavoyu la-mechama va-atem teishvu pai. They should have said, no, anachnu lechol etzchushim. We're going to go fight armed in front of everybody else. We'll go fight mechama also. They didn't say a word until Moshe finished his whole speech, 10 psukim later. Why? It's always kedai to hear musa from a tzaddik. A person grows when he hears the musa from a tzaddik. Eile masei b'nei Yisrael. These are the journeys of b'nei Yisrael, and the pasuk goes through the memmeis masois one by one. Vayisu mimoro, vayavayolimo, vayisu me'elim, and so on and so on. And all the mefarshim discuss why the Torah had to mention all of the memmeis masois. here to here. What's the significance? Good. Rashi brings down the lessons to learn from Rishonim HaSois and so on. There are many reasons that are given. The Medrash Rabbah brings down that the reason why we mentioned the Masois is Mepenei Shekiblu Es Yisrael Bamidbar, because the Midbar hosted Bnei Yisrael. They lived in the Midbar all those years, and the Midbar was the host for Bnei Yisrael. V'aser HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lo'aseis Schar Toiv L'Midbar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lo'aser will give a reward to the Midbar, She'achshav Hu Yoveish V'chayse Koyol. Now the Midbar is dry, and it's lacking everything. Avo Lo'aser D'lovoi, but in the future, Yafaychan Midbar, the Yishuv Midbar will become a settled area. For you, boy, Mayim Rabim will have many water. The Eitzim Rabim, many trees, and so on. And the Medrash ends off. Mikan Yilmaid HaAdam Kal V'Chayma. From here, a person should learn a Kal V'Chayma. Madach the Midbar, which doesn't have any seichel, didn't have a choice whether Bnei Yisrael is there or not. Yet, the Kodesh Baruch Hu paid them back schar because they were the host to Bnei Yisrael. And Bnei Yisrael went ahead and lived in the Midbar all those years. HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid the Midbar back. Kal v'chaymer, the one who's ma'areach, a Talmud Chacham asaych beisoy. One who takes a Talmud Chacham into his house, and he's mahanah him, and he feeds him, and he's mahanah from his nechosim, l'achas kama v'kama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward him. So you go through all the masois as a way of saying, HaKadosh HaToyev, a way of showing the schar the Midbar receives, because the Midbar was a host to us all of these years. The Chidah brings down something very interesting. And the Chidah says, the reason why the Torah mentions the Masois is that each time we mention a Masa, and in that place, something bad happened. Bnei Yisrael sinned with this Aveira, with that Aveira. Each time we mention that Makoim, it's a Kapara for the Dor HaMidbar for what happened in that place. Just like we find Zeichet Tzadik of Racha, we find by Rishoyim, when you speak about the Aveiras that they did, the Ganai, that's a Kapara for the Rishoyim. Says the Chidah, every year when we read the Masois, each time we mention these places where Bnei Yisrael sinned, each time we say the Makoim, it's a kapara for the Dor HaMidbar that sinned in that place. The Yid's on, Rishayim Rishayim Yirkov. That's when we say the name of Rishayim should rot. Because if you mention the name of a Rasha, Leganai, it's somehow a kapara, it helps me mechaper the Averis of the Rasha. But there are those people that are such Rishayim, and we don't want them to have a kapara. They don't deserve a kapara. And therefore we say the Shem Rishon Yekov, the name should rot, not to even mention their name. They shouldn't have a kapara at all. But each time we mention the Masois, each place is a kapara for Bnei Yisrael, what happened in that moment. Just in Dorf, we say, so if every year is Pashas Masay, always falls out during the 3 weeks, like before Rosh Chodesh Av, the Halay Dovahu is always a reason why Pashas Masay comes out every year, always during the 3 weeks. But at the time of Churban Beis Hamikdash took place, we were left Eretz Yisrael. So we dafka go ahead, we lay in the parasha of Masay, which has in it the borders of Eretz Yisrael, to a T, exactly where Eretz Yisrael starts and ends, Mizrach, Ma'ariv, Tzofen, Dorim, North, East, West, and South, all four directions, all the borders of Eretz Yisrael, to show that we have Bitachon, we trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. There will be a Bayis Shilishi, we will return to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, Dafka, during the 3 weeks as Man of Golos, we read and we learn about the borders of Eretz Yisrael to show that we want to return, we have Bitachon, that Hashem will bring us back, and we shtaka b'zoicha this year, Tisha B'Av should be Karolai Moyech, turn into a Yom Tov, b'zoicha to see, b'shiach zakeinu, b'meher v'yameinu.